Hi, my name is Andrew, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So, my wife and I were talking about one of my favorite movies of all time the other day, Apollo 13. The movie tells the story of the real-life catastrophic explosion of the Apollo 13 spacecraft and the subsequent safe return of James Lovell, Fred Hayes, and Jack Swaggart. The script is incredibly compelling, the acting really well done, and the visuals amazing. They shot the entire movie in actual zero-G. Via the use of the vomit comet, versus other space movies which use wire stunts. It's absolutely great. Anyway, we were talking about the roles of mission control in the movie, how all of the different stations provide different analysis of the spacecraft, and ultimately all report to the flight director. The flight director is the one responsible for the entire successful operation of the spacecraft, and indeed the mission. However, at no point in time, either in the movie or in real life, does the flight director or any of the engineers within Mission Control in Houston actually get to talk to any of the astronauts on the ship? Instead, all communications are run through the CAPCOM, or Capsule Communicator. That's by intention. For one, it creates a lot fewer voices that the astronauts have to worry about processing, which, in the midst of a 7-day mission to the moon, cuts down on the stress of processing additional unnecessary information. It also removes the flight director from direct communication with the astronauts, so if difficult decisions have to be made, there's a layer of separation between the two. Now, critically, the CAPCOM position has historically been filled by other astronauts, the thinking being that astronauts on mission would much rather speak to others who are or have taken the same risks as they themselves, rather than a bunch of engineers. As Christians, we have our own CAPCOM. A fellow human who intermediates for us with God directly, who knows the struggles to be human because he's actually lived our struggles. Romans 8:34 tells us that Jesus Christ, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of the Father and is also interceding for us. We know that our CAPCOM is right there, not only conveying our messages to God, but also revealing the Father to us. Now, coming back to the movie, halfway through, in a moment of Hollywood artistic license, the astronauts are angrily calling down to Mission Control to get an update on power-up procedures. And James Lovell's boss, Deke Slayton, gets onto the CAPCOM to tell them that their former command module pilot is in the simulator working on it. Now, Deke was a member of the original Mercury 7 astronauts, despite being the only member of the 7 not to fly in space, but within the NASA program, he's astronaut royalty. And when Deke gets on the loop to give that assurance, all three astronauts in the spacecraft calm down. We sometimes encounter great difficulties in life. Job loss, health concerns, abuse, abandonment, the list goes on and on. If the astronauts accepted Deke's assurances that they have resources working on the problems, even though it didn't immediately appear so, how much more should we be comforted if we have Jesus Christ, King of all creation, ready to give us assurances that he is working on. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo, and remember, to be awesome in the name of Christ. See you, Space Cowboy.